The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans. NDSU Extension Weed Specialist Joe Eichley joins us this week to recap 2022 weed pressure in dry beans.
So when I look at the overall weed pressure and questions that I got for this past year, top four weeds that come to my mind would be kochia, common ragweed, water hemp, and then I'll just say the foxtails, both yellow and green foxtail. Those are, of course, are some of our most problematic weeds, and then that's kind of why we were battling them all year long in dry bean this year again as well. For all of them, really, it's when we had a pretty good either soil incorporated herbicide or a good pre-emergence program at the front end. And the unfortunate thing for dry beans is we're relatively limited compared to certainly something like soybean or corn with what chemistry we can use. But when we had some sort of a robust program, so one of our yellow products incorporated, and if we also had some Spartan or sulfentrazone containing product, it's usually a pretty good start for us against all of those weeds, really. And then coming back in post-emergence, that's where it kind of gets a lot more tricky based on the weed. Kochia and common ragweed are honestly the two broadleaves that are most problematic for dry beans. And again, it's kind of the same base treatment that, like, we're looking at for something like water hemp. So in this case, now the yellows, we know that Sonlan or ethylfluorolin is really our best incorporated treatment for kochia. And then we do need, well, we rely on that sulfentrazone as well for kochia control pre-emergence.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans.